over a few months ago that we that the new Garda, let's say, constituencies were reviewed, and Donegal will be a separate constituency or separate area, and Sligo Leitrim will be another area, and that gives us the impetus to now look at the a new arrangement. And effectively at the moment there's a cost-benefit analysis on the project is continuing and it's nearing completion, and indications are the results of this study will advise that the new Garda headquarter stations will be built on the new site. This is common sense. It makes it's what the Garda wants, it's what the people of Sligo want, and it's the right thing to move it forward. And what I have done is when it comes back into the political domain, and as a government TD, I've already discussed it with Taoiseach, who was acting Minister of Justice, and also with the Minister of Justice, Helen McEntee. And it'll be up to us to get the funding for it. And I would be very, very optimistic that funding will be forthcoming once this cost-benefit analysis is done on the project.
Traditionally, how long does those cost analysis take, Deputy Fian? Because that response that you have has been the same response now for many months as it relates to Sligo Garda Station.
Well, talking at the highest level, that the results of this study is very near completion. As I said, this has been outside the political arena, but once it is there, then it's up to the Minister for Justice to secure the funding. And I believe that nothing could be done until this cost-benefit analysis is finalised, and I understand that near completion, and then it'll be back in our domain, and it'll be up to us to get the funding for a new Garda site and for a new Garda barracks, of which it would be fit for purpose for the men and women of an Garda Síochána, but also the people of Sligo and the North West.
Realistically though, Deputy Fian, we're many, many years away from that even being a possibility, aren't we?
Well, as I said, nothing could be done until the Commissioner decided that that he would give the go-ahead for a new Garda barracks. But you have to do this cost-benefit analysis on a project, and as I said, once that is completed, then you'll get the funding, and it will take time, of course, it will take time. But this has been quite embarrassing to me over the years, because I just felt that the Gardaí themselves and the Garda Síochána should have built a new set, should have proceeded with a new Garda station many, many years ago. But there was issues outside of our control. There were issues within on Garda Síochána and at the highest level, and now, thankfully, that they now have seen that maybe we need a new Garda station in Sligo, and I'm delighted that that it is progressing.